Tom Torero, talking about the three types of escalation. And I'm guessing you use, you're aware of, you focus on largely two of them. So let's come on to what the third one is later. Nice open loop. Okay, the first one being verbal. Statements of intent, letting the girl know what you want. This is very good if you're a beginner, if you're coming from a chit-chat, nice guy place. Sure, you need to learn how to be bold. Open, direct, tell the girl what you want, and then spice things up with what I call spikes. Do that on the street, also do that over text, also do that on the date. Get out of the friend zone, let her know what you want. It sounds cool, it sounds bold, it sounds brave. If you're making a YouTube video, guys go, wow, I can't believe he said that to her. Guys like this stuff, but you're forgetting that girls are more subtle. As I always say, verbal is the poor man's non-verbal. So if you have to communicate something verbally, in the girl's eyes, that means he doesn't quite get it. Secret society, yeah? But there's nothing wrong with a few statements of intent. I believe you should do it. I do it. And use some spikes when you feel like you're getting into chit-chat. Much better is number two, which I'm sure you know about. Physical escalation. In the community, in game, that's called kinesthetic. Touch. So playing with her hair, touching her hands, talking about tattoos, comparing tans. All my physical tricks for street hustling for day game and on the date are in street hustle. It's a ladder, it's a progression. And you touch her and sure, it's man to woman. She knows on a very primeval, animalistic level that this is a lot more than just chit-chat friends. And it leads up to the kiss and it obviously leads up to getting it on, which is fantastic. So verbal escalation, number one. Physical escalation, even better, number two. So what's the third type of escalation that is not really spoken about much, but is vital? I say it's number three because it's the most important. It is isolation. That means what it says on the tin. You and her in a place where sex can happen. Sounds so obvious, doesn't it? But guys focus so much on what to say, and then guys focus so much on how do I touch her? What's the sequence of touching? Guys are always leaving comments on my videos or writing to me saying, you should touch her more on the street. We want to see more crazy physical escalation on the street. They're thinking of day game as night game. They're thinking that day game is somehow flashy. People enjoy the clickbait kind of stuff, you know? Whereas really the aim of the game is just to be in isolation with her. And you might even remember from Mystery, the Mystery Method. Even in a club, you're looking for a bounce, that means a movement to get her into isolation. When a guy and a girl are in isolation, scientists show this, things just happen. Proximity is vital. You put a man and a woman in a room, you leave them alone, they're sitting close together, things happen, babies are made. So, you should always be thinking about the end game. How do I get her into isolation? Off the street, into a coffee shop, instant date, or the first part of the day too, yeah? Just a bar. Then from that place, somewhere more seductive. That's the bounce. Somewhere nice and dark, where she doesn't feel like people are watching. People are judging. She can open up in more ways than one. And then from there, the bounce home. Or guys say, well, I don't have logistics. Okay, so bounce to a park. After dark, bounce to a beach, bounce to your car, bounce to her place. In an emergency, bounce to some plush public toilets. I bounce to my bedroom. You don't even have to have already held her hand or kissed her. Often I'll keep the sexual tension. I won't kiss her until I'm in isolation. When you're in isolation, she doesn't feel that social pressure. She doesn't feel like people are watching. No, you don't just jump on her. You roll off. You put the movie on, you listen to some music, you pour some drinks, but just the fact that you're in isolation, she knows on a very instinctual level what that means, okay? Turn the lights down, then you can use the physical ladder. There shouldn't be much talking going on, certainly not Mr. Funny or Mr. Chit Chat. Don't even need the verbal spikes. Just by lying next to her, it will immediately get very seductive, man to woman, and the mojo will be magic. We'll